Laughlines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Laughlines, a show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We're going to discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted, depraved, and sinful lens of gambling. Let's bring in my co-host, shall we? Also, co-host of the Megan Fun of Sports podcast on the Money Grab feed. And if that wasn't enough, WWE's Raw Talk, WWE The Bump, SmackDown Lowdown, all on the Peacock Network. And if you don't see her on Peacock, you mustn't fret. Odds are minus 60,000 that you're on a text chain with her. Megan Conley, what's happening, Megan?
What is going on, Sal? I actually just reorganized my pinnings on my
your what?
I had to reevaluate. You know, when on your text thread, you can pin certain conversations.
I didn't know this until you told me this like a couple months ago.
So I just redid mine yesterday. Everything is in order. I feel much more organized in my life.
Well, let me ask you, which chain sits at number 2,500?
Well, they only let you pin, I think, 9 chats. So
that's tough for you.
I got my husband. I got the family. I got the old work. I got the sister. I got you and Bri. I have a gambling group chat that I'm a part of. I have this group chat called Mario's Biggest Fans. I'm not sure if you're familiar. I have another group chat titled High Cholesterol. It is my running group chat. And then I have my husband and his friend. So there you go.
I don't know how. I mean, we're just going to see you texting on one of these shows at some point, right? The Bump or the SmackDown Lowdown, right? Because it's just
guys,
too much.
Come on. I'm focused. I'm locked in. I'm locked in. But I'm a very in-demand woman. A very in-demand woman. So
you are.
Maybe that's on me. I need to stop being so available.
Well, listen. Someone who was available today, and I'm thankful for this. You know, normally the strike is really eating away at everybody, but it's like, hey, I get this guest, and it's a plus. Let's bring him in today, right now. He's one of the only people I know who is encouraged to drink on the job. He's taking red carpet shots with Hollywood's elite, from Dwayne Johnson to Dakota Johnson, and somehow never vomited on any of them. It's really a miracle. He is the best mustachioed security guard in the business. Half man, half tequila from Jimmy Kimmel Live. Let's give a hearty hola to Guillermo. What's happening, pal?
How you doing, everybody?
Guillermo, so good to see you. I feel like we should clap for you.
Yeah,
I
mean, good to see you.
This is a big get for us. This is a big get. You know, Sal and I are actually the last two people to ever interview Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I hope it remains that way. No,
me too.
Listen.
No.
No, so I spoke to you earlier, Guillermo, and we obviously have this writer's strike. We have the actor's strike going on, and it's been going on for months and months and months. And I talked to you, and you said you hope the strike goes until next summer. You're actually having fun, having all the time off, right?
No, I don't remember that I say that.
Oh, you didn't say that? Okay.
No, I did not say that. You know what? I'm happy that they start talking.
Yeah.
I guess they start talking last Friday. Hopefully we go back on September after the holiday, after the Labor Day, I think.
That's the goal. Yeah. The unions, they made a proposal. It doesn't seem like the Writers Guild, at least, is insulted too much by it because they're discussing it. And let's get back to work already. Be honest, Guillermo, besides Jimmy, who do you miss the most from the show?
Oh my God. Besides Jimmy, I think, wow, that's a good question. Oh, my God.
Thank you. I know. I stumped you here, didn't I?
Oh,
don't worry. I won't tell anyone else. Whoever you don't say, I'm not going to go out and immediately text out to them that you didn't mention them.
But that would never do that.
No, so feel free. Just be very honest here.
You're thinking too hard about it. You already know your answer.
I need an answer, Guillermo. You know I do.
Well, listen, I miss Cleto Senior.
Yeah.
I miss Aaron Irwin.
Right. Okay.
and I miss who else? I miss. I miss a couple producers, a couple assistant producers, Flory, James. Most of the ladies I miss.
now there's got to be some people that you don't miss at all. That you're like, oh man, this strike could drag out a little.
That would have been the better question.
That would be okay. Who don't you miss? We won't tell anybody. We'll actually have Michael cut this part.
Yeah, we'll cut this out. Who are you excited to have more time off from?
I don't think you got to cut this part.
No, he'll cut it. He will. He'll cut it. Just let us know.
By the way, You didn't mention, he's not going to answer, but you didn't mention Molly, Jimmy's wife and one of the executive producers. And you didn't mention my cousin, Mickey, as some of the people you miss most.
Oh, no, I miss Mickey.
Don't worry. I won't say a word to either of them. You'll be fine.
No, I miss Mickey. I miss Molly. I miss everybody, you know.
Okay.
Someone that I don't miss
is a guy named Travis.
Travis? Trevor? Okay.
Travis.
Travis? All right, we're going to look him up. What did he do? What did Travis do to hurt you so bad?
Oh, he's a pain in the butt.
Really? I don't know Travis. He
likes to bother people too much.
Is he new since I left? I'm not sure.
He's been there for 20 years.
What does he do? Is he a grip?
One of the utility guys.
Yeah, okay. I think I know who you're talking about now. All right, Travis. Well, we may only have a couple more weeks. I appreciate the honesty. It's refreshing, Guillermo. What have you been doing with your time? Like, how much you look fine. I was going to say, how much weight have you gained during this strike? But you seem to be keeping it in check, I think, at least on the Zoom.
But you know what? The first couple of weeks, I start walking every day and I start doing exercise. But then I got so tired. I said, anyway, I'm not going back anytime sooner. So I started eating a lot. I haven't drink too much. You know what? I'm surprised that I've not drink too much. I've been eating a lot. And now, last week and this week, I start walking again and everything, you know, and I'm ready to go back to work, man.
You are. Megan walks. I don't know if you could walk together. They're kind of like 3,000 miles apart. But yeah. Yeah, she is in Florida. She gave up a kidney recently.
No, I'm not in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not even in Florida. It's still 3,000 miles. My goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, don't go to Florida. You won't see her there. She's in Connecticut. But she's walking miles and miles and miles and with one kidney, Guillermo.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's great. Good for you.
Thanks, Guillermo. I donated it to someone in L.A. So keep your eyes peeled for a man named Joseph.
I thought his name was Travis. Okay, maybe.
Shoot. Yeah, it is actually Travis. You're right.
Guy named Travis is walking around with three kidneys. All right. Guillermo, you've done all these red carpets, as I mentioned in the intro. It's unbelievable. I think there's my cousin Jimmy, but aside from late night hosts, I think you've met more celebrities than anybody out there. I really do feel that way. I mean, maybe celebrities meet celebrities, but then there's you. You've met hundreds now through the years. Maybe it's hit 1,000. What was your favorite red carpet experience?
Oh, my God. My favorite red carpet, it was 6 years ago when I got a big kiss from Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
We did a shot of tequila, and she kissed me for 3 seconds. It was like that. It was so nice. Oh, my God. She's the best. She's great.
This is why he needs a strike to end, Megan. You see what happens
here? A 3-second kiss from Charlize? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You must have been getting pretty excited. She's beautiful.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She really is. Go ahead.
It was fantastic. She's super sweet and nice.
But now you are, you're kind of like friends with her, right? Like your kids played soccer together and you've been seen in pictures, like talking to her on the sideline.
You know what? So I took my son to a soccer practice and I didn't realize that her kids were playing right there too. Oh my God. And she gave me a big hug and everything. Wow. And all the fathers, they look at me and all the father got they were like this. Dude, she just gave you a hug. Who's that lady? So some of them they didn't recognize, but because she gave me a great hug. Some of them they did. She gave me a great hug and everything. She was so sweet and nice. And I just thought, she's, one of my good friends, we work together and everything. But it was a great moment. She's a sweetheart.
And Travis was especially jealous of you there. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And when she comes on the show, she's great. And you talked about your son, Benji. He entered middle school. Is that yesterday? LA Unified went back yesterday, right?
They went back yesterday. It was today.
Oh, today.
He's at school right now. He went to school from 8 to 12. He has a minimum day. But tomorrow's the first day, official first day tomorrow. I'm excited for him. It's good. Time goes fast. It's crazy.
Yeah, middle school is crazy. Do you now? Middle school is a whole different. You remember this, Megan? It's a whole different ball game. Did you teach him how to defend himself? Because kids are terrible in middle school. Yeah, really bad.
Very mean.
You know what? Actually, I did. I had a talk with him, and he's doing Taekwondo, so he knows how to defend himself. But I talked to him, and I told him, listen, don't let no bullies. Remember, you are a warrior. Remember, always don't let nobody break your heart. Remember, always be strong. Don't listen to nobody. Be yourself. Well,
wait a minute. That's a lot of advice. Don't listen to nobody. You're a warrior. Like
you're sending your kids.
Don't listen to the other kids.
Oh, okay. Listen to the bullies. Don't listen to the haters.
Yeah, I got but don't you. Listen to the other kids. If they tell you like, oh my God, they try to be mean or make fun. Don't worry about them. And you go have fun, enjoy your school, dude. And any question, ask the teachers and everything, dude.
I like that. That's like,
please
advice.
Ask the teachers. Do not ask me because I cannot help you.
Yeah. I'm too tired from the walk, my daily walk. I have no advice.
No, middle school is hard, man. Middle school is a lot of homework.
Yeah, and wait till they find out he knows Charlize Theron. Then it's a whole, it's going to be trouble for him. But no.
I'll be honest, every time I go to get my hair done, I always say, make me look like Charlize. I always say that. So this is really hitting close to home. I don't think they've really mastered it yet, but we're going to keep working on it.
The one when she was in Monster, you mean? Or the
She's got the short movie. Little cut, I'm working on it. It's an evolution. Maybe Guillermo could have her guy talk to my guy, and then we could figure it out.
So all right. Well, listen,
we can talk offline about that.
Yes, we'll talk offline. We're going to work on your hair during this first break. And when we return, we're going to play our game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Guillermo is with us. We'll be right back. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app. It's an empire. You must be 21 and older and physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. No one stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPENY. All right, we're back. Let's play our game. We're going to take, Guillermo, we're going to take two made-up propositions. We're going to assign them odds like a real Vegas sports book and use that as a launching point to discuss various topics. And then we're going to play a little game called Cami Over Under. You understand what I just said? Repeat what I just said.
A little bit, but let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So we mentioned you have a kid going to middle school now, which just floors me. Benji is on his way. I don't know if this pertains to him or you, Guillermo, but we're going to ask, which fictional teacher would you want to have this school year? Would it be Walter White, even odds? Gabe Cotter, 3-1 odds? Dewey Finn, School of Rock, 7-1 odds. Edna Krabappel, 15-1 odds from The Simpsons. Or the field, Guillermo, you could take anyone we didn't mention at even odds. Who's your pick for fictional, not real, teacher that you would want this year?
Oh, I would like to have someone like Walter White.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it would be fun. It would be great.
Yeah. That would really be stepping it up from your typical marijuana use to blue meth, right?
Yeah, of course. Can I tell you a funny story about my high school teacher?
Please do. Yeah.
So listen, when I was in high school, before high school used to be 10, 11, and 12. Mm-hmm. Now it's 9, 10, 11, 12. So
is that the funny part?
No.
All right, I'll keep going. Yeah. All right.
So. I had to take ESL classes, so to learn English.
Oh, right. Yep.
And my teacher, she was great. She was funny and everything, but I became real close to her.
Oh, where's this going?
So every time she forgot her cigarettes, I used to go to the store and drive her car. She had a big Cadillac. and go to the liquor store and buy her cigarettes. You know, I was a 10th grade, so I would go in the car, buy her some cigarettes and everything, and she would give me like maybe like that time the cigarettes were like a dollar, like the package were like a dollar or something. She would give me $5 and I would buy some cigarettes for me, and you know, I would smoke in her car and everything, and that would happen like maybe once a week.
Okay, I have a million questions here. All right, so once a week. First of all, I'm guessing you didn't have a license in 10th grade, or you did?
No, I did not have a license.
All right. Good. Also, how much did she smoke that she needed somebody to go get her cigarettes every year? You can get cigarettes any time of the day, right? Why did she need you to get cigarettes?
Well, she would smoke a lot. She was, yeah. I don't know how much, but I know she would smoke a lot. And I guess she would smoke to... for the stress and everything, yeah. But you know what? I will take her the cigarettes, out, you know, and everything. She said, "Thank you very much." And I got an A in her class. You know, I don't know why I got an A. Of course, I know why, but I did. I think I did not deserve an A in her class. But you know, she passed me, and it was good.
So yeah, she trusted you to leave school and drive her car and pick her up cigarettes. But then obviously you would take some of that money and make sure you bought your own cigarettes, right?
You know what? I think she knew it. So as long as I keep it quiet, you know?
Yeah, this is good. Okay. You're doing a good job keeping it quiet.
She was okay with it.
Hold on. How can I make it bigger?
Make what bigger? What do you look at? They have emails that usually go to your spam for that. Oh, how do you make your screen bigger?
Yeah.
Why? It's fine.
It's fine. All right.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
I do love, though, that like this teacher, you know, educating the youth of America also could sort of be linked to Guillermo developing a nicotine addiction.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Secondhand smoke. Yeah. I don't know what to say with this. This might be my new favorite fictional teacher, although she seems real. What was her name?
It was Miss Judy Stenlan. Judy Stenlan. I think she retired already. She was a little bit old, but you know, but she was my favorite teacher. Oh my God! Every time she would send me to the store. I would buy whatever for me, and she was cool. Whatever you know.
Well, great. All right. Well, all right, Megan, you could choose Judy Stenlan or go off the board if you want.
I mean, it is very tempting. Dewey Finn is also very tempting. Big fan of School of Rock. Also, Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter, a tempting option. Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid, another tempting option. Mr. Feeny, mm-hmm. one of the best of all time. But what I'm going to go with, I'm taking the field. From one of my favorite movies, Matilda, which I think is highly underrated. Some people can disagree with me, and that is totally fine. I love Matilda. And Miss Honey is the greatest teacher of all time. She's so nice, and she was raised by that evil woman, Miss Trunchbull. So I'm taking the field with Miss Honey.
Wow. Did she have a nicotine addiction by any chance, or is that that wasn't featured?
No, they cut that part out of the film, actually.
I see. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. There are just so many options. I love Gabe Kaplan and Welcome Back, Kotter. You know, one of the great Jewish actors mm-hmm. right there. He somehow managed to get Vinnie Barbarino, John Travolta to pay attention in class and the rest of the sweat hogs. Walter White's terrific. I'm going to go with the field, though. It's very obvious for me. I have to go Ben Stein in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was an economics teacher. He's credited as economics teacher, who, according to the internet, his name is Mr. Lauren Sachs. And I think they show him, he has very few lines. Like, in 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the Great Depression, passed the the tariff bill. Yeah. And then went into when he became famous for doing that roll call of Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. And then... eventually, and you've met Ben Stein, Guillermo, right? Eventually,
I got
to co-host a game show with him, Win Ben Stein's Money. And he nearly put me to sleep sitting on the safe, four times a day. We would do shows. Oh, there I am. Is that me? What happened to that hair? Damn it. Not Ben's hair, mine. What happened, Guillermo? I was so young. I think I was as fat, but so young. Oh, so such a shame. Anyway, we were nominated for an Emmy. We went up against Alex Trebek, Pat Sajak, and who else?
Vanna White.
We lost. Yeah, it wasn't Vanna White. I guess, but Sajak was nominated alone. So it was like Sajak, okay. It was Trebek, it was Tom Bergeron, and it was somebody else. Trebek ended up winning, and they show the split screen at the Emmys, and I like threw like a pen in disgust, but kidding around, and it became like a big thing at the time. So anyway, I'm a sore loser, Guillermo. That's what happens. But Ben Stein is my answer.
I think you look better right now.
I'm better?
That's a big compliment. He's not better at losing. I'll say that.
I know you used to have more hair, but I think you look better right now.
Oh, I look better. Oh, thank you.
I think it's the better cameras. Don't give him too much credit. You know, the lighting has improved. The cameras have gotten better. So.
Stop it. When I get my hair to look like Charlize's, you look out.
I'm going to be jealous. I'm going to be coming after you. Yeah.
That's right. All right, Joel, I hope people say
that. That's actually so weird that I just said that. That's so weird. Let's move on. I'm uncomfortable.
See, now you made everyone uncomfortable. Joel, who did people say on Twitter?
So you are a warrior. Don't listen to these people. Okay. For fictional teacher, you would want to have this school year in fourth place with 10% of the vote, Dewey Finn from School of Rock. In third place, I'm sorry, pal, 26%, Gabe Cotter.
Generational. Yep.
Your runner-up with 28%, Edna Krabappel. Mm-hmm. And your winner, the runaway winner, he is the one who knocks with 36%, Walter White. Congrats, Guillermo.
Yeah.
It's a great show. It's a really terrific show.
How come you didn't put Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell? I thought you liked him a lot.
Yeah, he was. I don't have anything to do with these odds. So, yeah, but you're right. He was up there. What about the teacher from Peanuts who you couldn't really understand? That was a fun one. Yeah. Joel, did we miss any?
Guillermo's team. Judy Stellan. Judy Stellan, if you're listening.
Yeah. Guillermo, she can't be around. I mean, if you have to bet on it.
No, I don't think she's around anymore.
Right.
She was maybe 55 and that happened she'd be like 90 right now. Nah.
90-year-old smokers. Gone. I think my Aunt Chippy's the only one left of those. So, all right. Let's do our second one. Oh yeah. Well, this is sad because there are horrible fires in Maui last week. Hundreds now dead and thousands displaced, and make sure to donate. The Red Cross, MauiFoodBank.com is a good one. Go out there, make a difference. Guillermo, you've been to Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I've been to Maui. Yeah, it's real sweet. It's real nice, beautiful. But it's so sad that this is happening. It's a beautiful place. You know, it's very sad.
So many great things have come from Hawaii and Maui. But it got us thinking, what is your favorite thing to come out of Hawaii? Is it the ukulele at 2-1 odds? Shave ice at 7-1 odds? The hang loose hand signal, 7-1 odds? Jason Momoa, 12-1 odds? Or the field at even? Guillermo, so many to choose from.
Can I choose two?
I guess so, yeah.
Jason Momoa and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh,
I love that one. The second answer is my favorite. Yeah.
Is he from Hawaii? Because I try to look it up, but we weren't sure if he was actually from Hawaii.
I believe he is.
I think he's from Hawaii. He was, last time he was in the show, he was talking when he was doing I think middle school in Hawaii and everything. I think he's from Hawaii.
Well, he was born in California.
I'm looking it up. It says Guadalajara, Mexico is where he's from. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. No.
I think he grew up in Hawaii, right?
He was born in California.
Yeah, he's a California kid.
Let me see.
In Connecticut.
He's in Connecticut. He's never been to Hawaii in his life.
He's Samoan. Obviously, right. We know that. I'll get back to you on this. But he has family, obviously.
Guillermo might be thinking of the movie Moana. And so we're going to give it to him. I think we're going to give it to him.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He attended high school in Honolulu. So Guillermo's right. I mean, that counts, right?
We'll let you have. We'll let you slide there, Guillermo. Go have a cigarette. Speaking of having a cigarette, you know, we didn't put Obama on there because it depends who you ask. We have not seen that birth certificate yet. So who knows where he's from? He really could be. Who knows? All right. Megan, what do you got?
Hawaii, I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Oh, really?
Peas and peas to all of the people out there in Maui. thinking of all of you. I do love the ukulele. I, at one point when I was very bored, purchased a ukulele and spent about 2 weeks practicing and learning how to play Let It Be on the ukulele. And then I never touched it again. And I think that's how owning a ukulele works.
That's about
not my favorite thing, but I do like the instrument. However, the best thing, I don't know if we can claim him from Hawaii, but currently lives in Hawaii and has the best life out of anybody in the entire world of all time. I'm talking about Jack Johnson. All he does all day is sit on a surfboard, write songs that are so relaxing and have the ultimate good vibe feeling. He smokes weed and he lives in Hawaii. I would trade places with Jack Johnson in a second. He's
really
living, yes. Oh, who's going better than him?
Yeah. I mean, it is great. I would, you know, I actually asked people, I think it was like the beginning of the year. I said, if you can go to college, if you could do it all over again and money wasn't an issue and family wasn't an issue, where would you go? And everybody gave the wrong answer. The answer is University of Hawaii. There's really no, but I don't even care what the credentials are. Just go. There's no better place.
Well, we also could mention like Manti Te'o's girlfriend is a good thing to come up.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
But now controversial. The documentary makes you feel sorry for him and I don't know if it's that funny anymore.
She also falls in the fictional teacher category. So, I mean, so many great foods. Roasted pig, Guillermo's delicious, coconut shrimp.
Oh, and that show, White Lotus. That was in Hawaii, right?
With that lunatic manager there. Yeah, doing crazy things.
I know the Mai Tais.
Mai Tais are in Hawaii, right? There you go. Yeah, and speaking of food, there's chickens just roaming the streets and even at the airport. I think like if one of them like hops on your shoulder, you have to declare it going back or something. But I'm going to go with, it's on the list. Normally I go with the field, but it's on the list here at 7-1, shave ice. Now that's not a misprint. It's shave ice, not shaved ice. You would think it should be shaved ice, but they make it shave ice. That's how relaxed they are there. They don't even bother with the D at the end. I mean, congratulations to the Hawaiians. They took the most boring food and turned it into something delicious. Really genius. They take ice and they add flavoring, these coloring, the sugar water, and they just keep adding more and more colors and charge parents like $6 or $7. It's great. There's almost no overhead. What a deal. Shave ice, my favorite thing to come out of Hawaii. Guillermo, you're a big fan of shave ice, right?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's okay. You know, a little bit.
There's no Jason Momoa. All right.
Now look, he would be a fan of shaved ice if there was some tequila in it, right?
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything tastes better with tequila, man.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, they could do that, but then that would cut into profits a little.
But then that would probably be like a frozen margarita. It wouldn't be shaved ice, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you said it right. I think you said it wrong the first time. It is shave ice. Yeah.
Shave ice.
Put the D in there. It's beautiful. Joel, shave ice the winner?
Let's find out, pal. In fourth place, Aquaman, only 10%. Jason Momoa, only 10%.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I know.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. In third place. Really hurting everybody. Yeah.
In third place, 18%, the ukulele. Mm-hmm. With 28%, your runner-up, shave rice.
It's not, now you're what? Really butchering that. Okay. Oh,
shave ice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your winner, the favorite thing to come out of Hawaii with 44%, the hang loose hand signal.
Okay. By the way, who is the guy? The guy, he's about 1,000 pounds. He's passed away. Okay. I got his name and I'm going to say it wrong. Israel Kamakawiolole. He did weigh 1,000 pounds when he died, and he played that one song on the ukulele that everybody knows, right?
Isn't it that? It's Over the Rainbow.
Oh, it is just Over the Rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that song.
It's delightful. That might be it, Guillermo. Yeah. I forgot that altogether until we were talking about it. But rest in peace, Israel. So there you go. And again, Red Cross, MauiFoodBank.com, lots of organizations reach out and help. All right, we are going to take a break, and then we're going to play Cameo Over Under. Guillermo, this is where things get serious, all right?
All right, let's do it.
We'll be right back. All right, it's time for the game that's sweeping the nation, guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cameo Over Under.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's Cameo
Guillermo is doing, I mean, not that I'm much better, but Guillermo's doing a swim. It looks like he's on a treadmill at 0.4.
I thought he was swimming. That's why I started. Yeah,
yeah. Doing a little swimming. He's swimming to Hawaii.
Yeah, he's all swimming. Right. Guillermo, what do you think of the song?
I like it.
Yeah, this is a great game. Yeah.
It's sung by that 1,000-pound Hawaiian man who passed away. No, that's not him. No, we don't know. Dick Banks. Dick Banks, the great Dick Banks, did that song. So there you go. All right, Guillermo, are you on Cameo? I can't remember. I don't think you are.
Right? No, I'm not in Cameo. Yeah.
Have you considered it?
No.
No. Okay. What are your reservations? They won't let you?
I don't know. I think I'm not going to be good at it. That's what I think. Okay. That's why I'm not doing it. I'm not interesting.
You're too busy fetching cigarettes for your English teachers. I get it.
Oh, my God. Every time I think of that story, oh, my God, what a daze.
Right. So here's what we're going to do, Guillermo. Babyface Joel Solomon, you've seen him. He's popped on a few times here. He's going to give us a name of someone who offers their services on Cameo. Our crack staff production crew set an over-under on how much they charge, and we're going to guess if the actual fee is over or under that amount. Okay, we're going to do that 3 times, and it gets very, very serious. Big competition here, all right? You ready?
Ready. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. Babyface, who's first?
All right. First up, have you guys seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
150, 200 times, yeah.
Okay, well, not him, but if you know Pedro, the actor who plays Pedro,
yes.
Efren Ramirez is on Cameo, and we've set the line over under $155.
Deb on Cameo? I love Deb.
Oh, I think it's under.
Wait a minute. I think we have a little bit here. Let's see.
Welcome to Cameo. Yeah. Well, you never know what you might find in here. This is actor Efren Ramirez, and let's see what's over there. We're over there.
Pedro
what
and
is
I
going on here?
We'll be available for Cameo, but you know how to find us. Somewhere in Los Angeles.
In all different settings and stuff.
Pretty sweet. But
animated.
Hello there, you guys. What this is Napoleon, and we're here with Pedro.
Yeah, we're trying to solve the Rubik's Cube and trying to work the time machine. You know how it is. But we'll give shout outs on Cameos, like this dinosaur. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet. He's got a lot of bad breath, though. So you know how to find us. Whatever. See you later, right, I guess.
I don't even know how to describe that, Megan, what that was. It's definitely not the Napoleon Dynamite character, right?
He's in and out
of like animation and like doing like bits and stuff. And I'm not sure what that would be like. The over-under is $155. Guillermo, you remember him from the movie, right?
Yeah, I do remember him. I will go under.
Okay. All right, Guillermo's going under.
Megan? My gosh, it was such a hit movie that I think he does have a market for this, because it is one of those movies too. It's like cult following. I think given all the effort that he puts into editing these with the backgrounds and the effects and the emojis.
Yeah, you're on a roller coaster 1 minute and then you're like
he's got to have some help. So he's probably got to pay some people to do that. So I'm going to go with the over.
I wonder if he would do better just being like the straight character, right? Like the dry sense of humor, just like kind of like looking into space like he did at the Vote for Pedro character. I'm going to go under. I know there's a lot of production value into it, but I'm with Guillermo here. I'm going to go under 155. Let's see. Joel? No, we didn't win yet, Guillermo. We have to figure out. Yeah, go ahead.
It's not over yet. Efren Ramirez is over at $209.99.
Jumping out to an early lead. Let's go.
She won last week, too. That's not fun. All right. We got to make some ground up here. 209? Why 209? Was he not getting any bites at 211? Well, I don't get it. All right.
209.99.
All right. See, now I'm bitter. All right, Guillermo, we got to make this up here.
Yeah, come on. Down. Let's do this. We got 2 more questions, right?
Yeah, 2 more questions.
All right, so we got to get it right.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
All right, next up, we have NFL Hall of Famer, the playmaker from your Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irvin.
Oh, one of your favorites, Guillermo. You're a Cowboys fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. We live and die with this team. We're texting each other, mostly during the losses. How bummed out. There he is, the playmaker. Let's hear him.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I am Michael, the playmaker Irvin. You see them Super Bowl trophies up there? Three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys. Listen, I've had so many people engage with me on social media looking for me on Cameo. So as a spiritual man, I'm just trying to serve the masses. I am here now and looking for ways to make your holidays better.
He's the greatest. All right.
So he only does this around the holidays, or is he now full time with this?
Interesting. He probably did his sample around the holidays and then it just carried over. For the holidays, over. I think. Go ahead, Joel. What do you think?
Megan, he's doing it. He's a spiritual man. Don't question why he's doing this. All God damn it. Over under 425.
That's about right. 425. Wait,
what did you say? 425 for him? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will say under because he say, oh, I'm going to do it for the people. So, you know, like for everybody, for the holidays, so you guys can have a good holidays. I think under.
I am going to stick with Guillermo's answer. I'm going to say under as well, but for a different reason. He's kind of in trouble right now, right? I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that.
We can. I mean, but that, could that mean that he needs the money more?
I think it's not a great look if you're charging super high when you're in trouble. So maybe, you know, to kind of...
I see. Like, oh, man.
Back to being a baby face, he could charge less. So I'm taking the under.
But he's spiritual and he's the playmaker. He's Michael Irvin. And I think he's going to charge more because of it. And I think he gets bites. I think someone like that, I don't know. But, you know, then again, like he'll show up to like Rachel Bonetta's birthday party at her house. So I don't know. It's interesting. Like what he'll do. What I'm going over. I'm going over. Let's hear it, Joel. I'm out of the game if this loses.
Guys, this is why I love Cameo over under. Michael Irvin is over at 599.99.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, he's
It's worth it because according to one review, we were stressed it wasn't coming, but when it did, OMG, was it amazing. 7 minutes of raw Irvin.
Oh, man. All right. So he really puts it in. That's like $50 a minute or something. I'm not good at math.
I still think he's charging too much.
Okay. Nonetheless, you're out of this game. So if you need to have a cigarette for a teacher or something, now's the time. No, don't go anywhere.
Anywhere, but if you have one on, you feel free to light it up.
Yeah, light up.
Go ahead, enjoy yourself.
You're going to want to see this thrilling conclusion between me and Megan Conley here. All right, who's third here? Diet Coke. All right. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Last up, he's a very mysterious man. He's a luchador, psycho clown.
Psycho clown. All right, let's see what this is.
Gary Busey.
Mexican wrestler.
No, que tengo siempre totalmente psycho loco, psycho clown. Este video lo estoy haciendo para avisar a todos los aficionados a la lucha libre y a los que no son, invitarlos a este bello deporte, mi bendita lucha libre, psycho clown. Está en Cameo. Cameo, el totalmente psycho loco. Si quieren pedir un video personalizado aquí con mis amigos de Cameo, pueden conseguir el video del psycho loco mayor, porque recuerden que somos totalmente payasos.
Wow.
Guillermo, what did he say?
Yeah, he said something about having Walter White as a teacher, right? No, what did he say?
No, he said, I'm psycho clown. I'm here in Cameo, and I'm going to make you happy. Telling me, you know, request a video for me, and I will do it for you. You know, all those BS, you know.
Wow. When you saw him pop up, it seemed like someone you recognized. Did you?
Yeah, I watched him. You know, of course, I watched him in TV and everything. I don't think he's that great.
Where is he on TV?
He's in Spanish.
Yeah, okay. Oh, in Spanish. Oh,
in Spanish. And, he's
Lucha Libre?
Lucha Libre, Lucha Libre in Spanish.
Okay, so I'm curious here. What's going to be here? Joel, what do you put the number at?
Luchador Psycho Clown, over under $40.
All right, so he's got some juice for Guillermo to recognize him from TV. Guillermo, you want to give your inconsequential yeah. guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say under.
Under?
Yeah. Huh.
He said that like he's bought this before. All right. Megan, you want me to go or you want to go?
I'll go. I think, you know, it's a big time for luchadors right now with the LWO and WWE, obviously doing what they're doing, and Rey Mysterio becoming the new United States champion on Friday Night SmackDown this past week, ending Austin Theory's reign. So I'm going to take the over because this is a time for luchadors.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go slightly under. I think $30, $35. It bothers me a little that Guillermo knew who he was instantly, but I don't know. Psycho Clown. $30 the most. What is it?
I think I will say the most, $32.
$32. All right, Guillermo. I'm going to give you we're going to get you a Psycho Clown t-shirt if you hit it on the nose at 32. All right, Guillermo and I have under. If Megan wins the whole thing, if it's over. If not,
come on, Joel. Tell me the good news for the LWO.
All right. I would try to do this in Spanish to make it more dramatic. Luchador Psycho Clown is under at 35? Is that sound
right? Yeah.
35. I don't know Spanish. Yeah.
I think we need to see Psycho Clown versus Guillermo at some point. There's some heat. There's some friction, I think.
You know what? I think Psycho Clown could teach Benji how to defend himself in middle school. Enough of this jujitsu. That's great. All right. Well, that feels good.
Wow.
Yeah, you should
be.
Wow,
I'm disappointed. I had such a hot start, and then I couldn't even get another one right.
What do you think, Guillermo? Third place, not bad.
Nope. I got only one right. Yeah, not bad. I was close. I still think that the first – which one was the first one? He's charging too much.
Efren Ramirez, yeah.
Yeah, he's charging too much.
Okay. All right, good.
295, something too much, but.
Yeah, he screwed you. He screwed you over. All right. Well, that's good. Guillermo, we have to say goodbye. This is how I love ending the shows like these, with a big win. Guillermo, what do you have to plug?
Nothing. I just want to say hopefully we go back to work soon. We need to strike over so we can go back to work.
Guillermo, I'm going to give you, while you wait here, $50 on the Dodgers to win the World Series, okay?
All right, I'll take hopefully.
I know you're a big fan. Let's see, what are the odds? I know it's not great. Is it like 5-1 now? What are the Dodgers World Series? Yeah, plus 350. Yuck. All right. Well, you got it. Yeah. Guillermo, big Dodgers fan. Did you go to Fernando Valenzuela night last week?
Last week? No, I did. You know what? I did not go. I
was with you.
No, I went to a birthday.
Charlize Theron's birthday?
Yeah.
47th birthday?
Yeah. No, it was the lady who cut her hair.
Okay. All right, good.
Oh, my gosh. Please give me her number.
Guillermo can joke.
But I want to go to Kobe Bryant. He's dead.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, I think, is in 2 weeks, I think.
What do you mean?
He's coming back to life?
What? Oh, is there a Kobe Bryant night at Dodger Stadium? See, I speak Guillermoese. I think I know what he's saying, right?
Yeah, they're gonna give the Kobe Bryant shirt of the Dodgers, and
Oh, I gotcha. All right, babyface Joel Solomon's gonna sell that at half the value. I know he's gonna get a hold of that. All right, Megan Connolly, where could people see your near Charlize Theron haircut?
Well, tomorrow there's a brand new episode of WWE's The Bump, and we have two outstanding guests, LA Knight, who is sweeping the nation with the movement, along with Chelsea Green, who is the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion. Her tag team partner was injured, so she was actually hosting auditions. Chelsea's Got Talent, and I submitted myself. Didn't win. So we're going to discuss all of that tomorrow on WWE's The Bump at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central on Peacock.
Do we know who won? Who did win?
We found out last night on Raw.
And it's not Psycho Clown? Oh, it's not Psycho Clown.
No,
All right.
Well, I do think Guillermo would do very well in WWE, though. Sal, Guillermo. Your return to the square circle. And you could have a match against Guillermo. I think it could be good.
You know what? I couldn't have done what I did without Guillermo there in the front row cheering me on. If you go take a look at when I wrestled Santino Marella, and that was it. Thank you, Guillermo, for all your support And yeah,
I still think you should take what's his name? Jake Paul.
I think it's Logan, right? Logan wrestles.
Yeah, Logan is the wrestler. Yes, Logan.
Yeah, Logan, that one.
He's good. He's a high flyer. I'm not getting in the way of the Pauls. They seem to dominate these pugilistic sports. I don't know what goes on. It's a fascinating thing that's going on in our lives right now.
Something in the water in Cleveland, I'm telling
you. Yeah, exactly. Guillermo, great to see you. I hope this strike ends soon. God bless. Say hi to everyone. Give Benji a big hug.
I will. Right.
Give Charlize another 3-second kiss for both of us.
I will. I will. Megan, take care. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. Sal, I love you. Say hi to the family. Tell Aunt Chippy to stop smoking.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Don't take any rides on her behalf. All right. Thank you for Megan Connolly and Guillermo. I'm Sal saying, remember, it's never funny until someone loses money. See you next week.